in view of the fact that the Holy Shroud of Jesus is a medieval forgery, how can you prove that Jesus did not die on the cross?
All right. You see, this question presupposes that until the discovery of this so-called shroud, we have no evidence of Jesus' deliverance from the cross. And Ahmadiyyat came to be born along with the discovery of shroud. It's absolutely wrong. Shroud could only work as an additional evidence in favor of our view, not at all as the fundamental and central evidence. Number one and number two, this claim that the shroud has been already proved to be fake is wrong. Nothing has been proved. The religious scientists who have rejected such reports, that the highest scientific authorities of NASA went into the investigation of the dating of the shroud, and they discovered with the unanimity that this shroud, according to carbon dating, could not have been older than 1200 years backwards. No knowledgeable scientists have rejected this. One of the Russian scientists, for instance, who is expert on carbon dating, he says he's surprised to find this claim, because carbon dating cannot be fixed within a period of a few years only. It can swing to 1,000 miles this way or 1,000 miles that way. So if you add 1,000 miles to 1,200, that would still be acceptable to scientists, should be acceptable to scientists. Moreover, that is not the only evidence in favor of the genuineness of shroud. The genuineness of shroud has so many other evidence, or pieces of evidence, that put together they should be studied, and as such they have never been rejected by scientists, because some of the evidence is beyond their scope of determination. Scientifically, they can only say that the blood marks on the shroud are neither paint nor marks of the created by the burning or scorching of the cloth. Sometimes red patches appear at the aftermath of a fire. That cloth may not be burned, but it is scorched and it changes color sometimes. Now, the scientists who have examined those spots, they have determined without disagreement that this was genuine blood. As far as the image on the shroud is concerned, the scientists agree that this is a negative image. And no NASA inquiry has rejected this. They may not speak of this because it will go against their findings, but none has been able to reject this claim that the shroud, the image on the shroud, was not a positive image but was a negative image. Now the questions are raised and are still being studied as to how this image could have been created. The scientists disagree as to the processes which might have led to the creation of this negative image. But none, and I repeat, none of them has been able to present a scenario whereby a fake artist could have painted a negative image of Christ on a cloth. Why on earth, hundreds of years before the invention of the camera and photography, should a man conceive of a negative and produce a negative 1200 years ago, which even today the most competent artist cannot do? They know what negative is. Yet if you ask them to create a negative Or Noonan, for instance, Abraham Noonan, they will not be able to do it. When you reprint it and create a positive, you will not be able to recognize yourself. But that image, when a positive is created from that, printed from that, presents a perfect image of a man of the description of Jesus Christ, which is found elsewhere in the books and annals. How on earth this could have happened? All they say or can say is that it is impossible. If it is impossible, how could it be there? There has to be some way available to nature, some means available to nature to create this negative image. But man has no means to create this negative image, at least at the time when the scientists agree it must have been created. They don't bring the age closer to 1200 years. So can you imagine anybody making a negative image of something when he has no idea what negative is? So the evidence is so powerful and overwhelming that this cloth cannot be declared as a fake cloth. All that they can say is that the age of this cloth falls short of the age of Jesus Christ when worked out backwards from our time. If Jesus Christ happened to be 2,000 years ago, then all the best they can say is that this cloth does not reach that age backwards in time. But then, who was the person? Why this miracle? In favor of whom? Because miraculous it is. Not against the laws of nature, but miraculous, of course. So they are avoiding many important questions which have to be raised. But fortunately there are other scholars who are pursuing this matter further. And there is one Ahmadi scholar particularly, and also an Ahmadi scientist lady in America, who have been entrusted the task by our research group here of making further investigations. And we believe, inshallah, we will be able to provide enough evidence to give a lie to the so-called NASA report and establish the fact that under certain natural circumstances an image on a cloth of this description can be created. But that's not all that we depend upon. You said about our evidence. The evidence, first of all, lies in the fact then when Jesus' body was taken down from the cross and pierced, blood and water gushed out. Now, every medical expert can tell you that blood does not gush out of the body of a corpse, of a dead man, or out of a corpse. Why should it? It's coagulated. So this evidence, number two, the legs of Jesus Christ were not broken, while the legs of the other two culprits who were hanged by his side, they were broken. Again, the time he spent on the cross was no more than a few hours. On a Friday afternoon, he was hanged or put to cross, and before the sun set, his body was taken down, because the Sabbath was to begin, and according to Jewish practices, nobody was permitted to continue to hang when the Sabbath started, and it started with the sunset. So why should they have taken 3 days normally to kill a man through crucifixion, if he could be easily disposed of within 2-3 hours? That means normally this was a means of not only causing death, but cause torture. A death through torture. was behind the design of crucifixion. But Jesus did not hang beyond a few hours. And he was a sturdy man, very stiff habits, very pure habits. So we can't imagine him having died so quickly. Another thing, another piece of evidence from the Bible is that some sorts of ointment was prepared by his disciples and was applied to his body. There is absolutely no reason for any ointment to have been applied to his body if he was not alive. Because dead men's bodies were never applied with any potions or ointments. So that is another piece of evidence why it happened. Why the secrecy about his burial place or sepulchre? Why the Jews over it? And why they went to Pilate demanding his body? Why did they express their doubt about his being alive? If his death was so certain and the whole people had accepted as a positive, as something which had happened positively, then there is no reason why Jews should have gone to Pilate and said, produce his body or put some guards over his sepulchre, because he may not have died. And again, they blamed him, in their words, for treachery. They say he was a cunning man, treacherous man. He may come to life again while he had never died at all. So he may claim that he had come to life again. While he was still alive and having cured of his wounds, he may appear in public and say, look here, this is my miracle. All this shows that the people, the first witnesses of the time, were not sure of what had happened. The only evidence which is presented by some Christians in favor of the eyewitnesses, so-called eyewitnesses, while the eyewitness is not determined as to who it was and how close he could reach the body, is that then somebody standing nearby saw him give up the ghost. No, he didn't see the ghost escaping his body, of course. Anybody who swoons, for instance, will appear to have given his ghost to an onlooker at some distance. But this particular evidence was specifically rejected by Jesus himself. Because when he appeared to some of his disciples and they suspected him to be a ghost, he said, no, I am not a ghost. I am the same person who was crucified. Come and touch my wounds here and there. See the signs. So some unidentified witness says he gave up the ghost, and the ghost himself, the so-called ghost, says, no, I am not a ghost. So there is so much evidence, and I have spoken on the subject from various angles repeatedly during my question and answer sessions, but I think for the time being this should suffice.